Bar Reeve. Vikings. Get ready for Bar Reeve Sports on Four Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, 1580 AM, WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast is sponsored in part by The Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington, RTC Communications in Montgomery, JJ's Concrete, Your Neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Stores, Helena in Montgomery, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, A&R Home Center, the Davies Community Hospital, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI-TV, Sarah Browning, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, Landmark Surveying, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, Yoder Stop and See, Schwarzentruber Brown Law Offices, Purdue Farms of Washington, Boyd Grain, Hoosier Ready Mix, Indian Creek Quarries in Williams, Indiana, and Alex Knepp with German American Investments. Now, Bar Reeve Sports on The General.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Sectional 63 Softball Sectional Championship game, Bar Reeve and North Davies. And John Mullen, hello again this evening. And we're underway tonight about 8 minutes early. First pitch tonight, 6:52 p.m. at what should normally be our pregame time, but infield got done a little early, and Bar Reeve, like they did last night, first pitch swinging a lot. Melissa Wagler infield single, or Tracy Stahl infield single, and Bar Reeve, the visitors here, with a threat here early, but Bar Reeve, an 11-0 winner last night over Shoals, and of course in the big nightcap, the one that everybody kind of anticipated. North Davies put on a clinic, 8-2 over Ligoti, and I don't think anybody saw that margin necessarily coming.
Well, interestingly, it was actually not that close, as the Lady Cougars led early 2-0, and then that five spot there in the fifth inning kind of stretched it out, and it was 8-0 six and two-thirds in before the Lions crossed the plate a couple of times before the Lady Cougars could get that last out. And back in the circle for the Cougars is senior pitcher Hunter Beeler.
And next hitter tonight for Lady Vikings, that is Melissa Wagler, sophomore. And she's going to bounce one over, and it's going to hit the runner, Johnny. And that is an absolute no-no if you're Bar Reeve, because I think, you know, from our vantage point, I think that ball was going to split the first and second baseman, get into right field, and with Tracy Stahl on first, you're probably looking at first and third and nobody out.
I have no idea. If Tracy, from our vantage point, if Tracy saw the ball off the bat, but shocked to see it actually hit Tracy. Like you said, that was probably headed to right field. So Wagler at first base, Stahl retired when the ball struck her as she was running toward second.
So that brings Corinne Corbin, the freshman, had a nice night last night. She was your Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game.
Corinne had an inside-the-park home run last night, also came in and got some crucial outs there for Bar Reeve as they upended Shoals.
And Corbin going to line one into right field. That's going to put runners at first and second. And, you know, you hate to harp on something that happened a second ago, but, man, this could really be a threat right now if Bar Reeve didn't run themselves into an out early on. But first and second, one out. And Chloe Graber going to step in.
Corbin took that ball to right field, and again, Beeler did all the pitching last night except for the final out, and perhaps she doesn't have maybe quite the velocity or the emotion that she had last night.
Ball going to get past the catcher, throw down to third is late. Bar Reeve now runners at second and third with one out.
That's a pass ball in the book. So Melissa Wagler hustles to third. Corinne Corbin moves up to second. The Vikings with a scoring chance here early. Chloe Graber, one of the Vikings' best hitters on the season at the plate, the lefty freshman, ready to drive a couple runs in.
So 1-0 count on her. Next offering, going to be hammered down the left field line, but foul. So 1-1.
You know, open base here. You wouldn't think that Coach Berry might think about creating a force out, but the way Chloe's been stroking the ball, it wouldn't be a bad maneuver either.
So 1-1.
Just now 3-6 or 3-7, and we're already four batters deep here, Coach.
Next one, change up from Bueller, going to miss outside, 2-1. Little update for Viking Nation. Bar Eve going to advance to the Tennis Regional Championship tomorrow night. They've already earned the three victories that they need over Bloomfield tonight down at the Regional in Jasper. Number one and number two singles players, Natalie Schulteis, Annie Graber, still playing. But number three singles, Mariah Bullock, and your doubles teams of Katie Claridge and Caitlin Mincy, and then Bailey Graber and Gracie Jo Madison all have notched victories on the scoreboard. So most likely a tall task tomorrow night with Jasper, but you know what? You're in the regional championship.
For the second year in a row, and that's a wild pitch. Bar Eve's going to lead this game 1-0. That pitch wasn't even close, Coach.
It was not even close. So ball gets past the catcher. It's a 3-2 count now on the freshman, Chloe Graber. Bar Eve strikes first here, 1-0.
And the lone out came when the ball hit Tracy Stahl, the leadoff runner, who was on board via a single. So.
And Chloe going to bounce one back to the pitcher. Pitcher going to flip it over to the first baseman. And good play by Bueller right there to kind of freeze the runner back to third.
That she did.
And so Bar Eve only with one tally so far, now two outs.
Jenna Lucan, the DP, the designated player, at the plate. Chance to add to this 1-0 early Bar Eve advantage.
First delivery to her going to be low.
Lady Vikes, let's be honest, nothing to lose this evening. They're in the sectional championship,
it's
playing with house money and a lot of pressure on these Lady Cougars.
Yeah, and if you're North Davies, as somebody who's played and coached and been a spouse for some of this stuff, is Lucan going to pop one into right, and that ball is going to fall just foul. So I tell you, Bar Eve has kind of sprayed the ball all over the field here in this first inning. Only a run to show for it so far, but not intimidated by the senior hurler, Hunter Bueller, at least thus far. But, yeah, when you've got house money, all the pressure's on the other side of the field. It's it's not a fun spot to be in sometimes. Next offering over but low.
Yeah, more times than not here in the past dozen or so years, Bar Eve's had that feelings themselves where they've been the favorite in sectionals and various sports. And as you mentioned, when you're the favorite and someone's the decisive underdog, it's a lot of pressure.
Next one going to miss high. Well, you go back to boys basketball this year. Bar Eve comes in as the favorite, especially record-wise. Maybe result-wise, not as clear-cut. But trailed at halftime. If you're a favorite in a game like this, you want to get a lead, and you want to get a lead early. So 1-0 Vikings. Lucan back in. Next offering going to be bounced up the middle, base hit, and it is 2-0 Bar Eve, John Mullen.
Yeah, and that's a base hit. The second baseman, Andre Corwin, tried to turn the glove the wrong way. And Lucan, who comes through with a big base hit. And that 1-0 lead is now 2-0. And, again, the pressure will mount here for these hosts, the home team, the Lady Cougars. Now up is Anna O'Connor, the lone senior, the catcher for Bar Eve.
She had a good night last night against the Jug Rocks. First delivery in. Called strike one. So Cougars got a big win over Lagodi last night. Johnny, you a valued employee up here at NDHS. What was the mood in the hallway today after a big emotional win?
Well, first...
And that ball going to be laced into the gap, but a nice running catch by the North Davies left fielder, probably going to save a run. But Bari strikes first here in the top of inning number one on the JGS Concrete scoreboard. Vikings 2, North Davies nothing. Back to North Davies after this two-minute timeout.
The Montgomery Ruertan Club is celebrating 57 years serving our community. The Ruertan Club and all its members are proud to back the Bar Eve Vikings. Important dates to remember are available on the Ruertan Club's website at montgomeryruertanclub.com. Save the dates for next year's Turkey Trot at the park September 6th through the 9th. and bookmark the club's website again for upcoming events and happenings at montgomeryruertonclub.com. The Montgomery Brewerton Club, serving the Daviess County community for 57 years. JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Odenkettleberg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Odenkettleberg Road next to Graber Post.
Would you worry about unpaid bills if you were to be hurt and unable to work? If you become sick or injured, how would you buy food, pay the mortgage, and meet your living expenses? Hi, I am Lacey King with Thompson Insurance in Washington. A disability income policy can help you replace a part of your income should prolonged sickness or disability destroy your earning power. Call or stop by our office today to see how simple and inexpensive the security for you and your family can be. 812-254-1987.
Get cool in the pool. Splash into summer at Dr. Lena Helms' annual pool party. Slap on the sunscreen and bring the family. Come chill with Dr. Helms and her team Friday evening, June 8th from 6:30 to 8:30 at the Water World of Washington. It's free to the public. Children 9 and under must be accompanied by an adult. Let us sparkle your smile. Check us out at lanahelms.com. Or call for your free consultation at 812-254-4500. Find us at our new location at 2116 State Street.
The General, 95.9 and 1580.
Back at North Daviess, Hunter Bueller leading off for the Lady Cougars. And she's first pitch swinging, Johnny. And she's going to lace a single in between shortstop and the third baseman.
Well, it stayed in the park last night, her first cut off the first pitch. She took Sydney Davis over the right center field wall for a solo home run, and that really propelled her pitching and the Lady Cougars to victory. But that one stays in the park. It's a clean base hit, and Andrea Corwin, the second baseman's at the plate now.
First delivery to her. Going to miss high, 1-0.
Kaylin Wagler back in the pitching circle this evening. She started last night's game and struggled a little bit. Corinne Corbin, the shortstop, is certainly available in relief, as is Michaela Graber in center. A couple of Barre pitchers who can come on in relief if necessary.
Bunt put down successfully. Chloe Graber going to pick it up, throw over to first, get the out. That's going to advance the runner, Hunter Bueller, into scoring position. But I'd say the Vikes are more than happy to trade an out for
sure
a base right there.
Sure they will, with a 2-0 lead. Corwin out on the throw from the pitcher to the second baseman covering. Nice execution. Abby Sanders catching this evening. Bats third here, and she has a chance to drive Hunter Bueller in. Abby Sanders is a junior.
She lines one down the left field line, foul.
Sanders had a couple of big RBI doubles last night.
Yes, she did. That was kind of the death nail right there. It was a great atmosphere last night. It really was. It just a big crowd, and emotional. And Sanders going to bounce one over to the third baseman. It's going to be just foul. Break for the Cougars. She was out by about a step and a half over at first. Melissa Wagler tried to pick it up before it went foul, but didn't quite get it done.
Two umpires on the field this evening, the same ones that we had last night, Danny Shields and Matt Hawkins. Hawkins on the bases and Shields behind the plate.
Next delivery, going to miss low. So anyway, I was asking you before the break, mood up here at North Daviess today after an emotional, rivalry win last night. I mean, let's be clear, the two favorites played last night. His changeup's going to miss low.
Well, last night, of course, exhilaration, everyone thrilled with the big victory. And, North Daviess Ligoti and the softball Diamonds become a rivalry, and there's some heat on each side. But, today, quite honestly, a lot of trepidation, especially from the coaches and those in the know, because this is a Barre team that is capable of the upset.
Next ball going to be lined into center field, and she's going to be into second base with a stand-up double. That's going to score Hunter Buehler, and North Davies slices that lead in half. It's 2-1.
Sanders again delivers an RBI double. A theme from last night. She continues there in the three spot. Abby Allen, a freshman third baseman, will step to the plate. Abby sometimes catches, but tonight she's at third, and looks like we'll have a pinch runner. Maybe Kaylin Craven pinch running there at second. But, yeah, as far as the attitude today, hey, there's still another game to play. This isn't a gimme. It's perhaps a trap game, even though it's a sectional championship, just because of the emotion of last night. And as you can tell, Barre came to play. They put two up in the top of the first. So you never underestimate Coach Jody Barre and what she does for the program. But at the same time, the players have to make the plays. So one out, Craven pinch running. She's at second. And Abby Allen at the plate. Lady Vikes lead 2-1.
And the Barre tennis team, Lady Vikings, they officially advance to the regional championship tomorrow night. 5-0 victory over Bloomfield tonight down at Jasper. Next delivery going to be popped up and out of play. So tomorrow night, Jasper in the championship match, 5:30. That's about the time we will be on the air at Les Page Field, Johnny.
5 o'clock or 4:50 start? 4:50 airtime tomorrow.
Yeah, 4:50 airtime, 5 o'clock first pitch. Next delivery from Kaylin Wagler, going to miss high.
So the Vikes baseball squad will gear up, and they'll take on a hungry Shoals Jugrocks team. And, you know, that's a toss-up game, in my opinion.
Yeah, it is a toss-up game. It certainly is. Shoals, I guess we could pull up the Max Preps and look. Next pitch going to be popped, and tough play, but that's going to be Corbin, who's going to range over behind second base from her shortstop position, make the play, two outs. This will be big right here. If Barre, you can get this out and get through the first inning with a lead. You know, the longer you lead in a game like this, Johnny, the more pressure goes to the other dugout.
Yeah, and we talked about it before the game started. I don't feel like Barre thinks there's any pressure on them whatsoever. That's Addie Whitmer taking a ball low. Addie, a left-hander, and played a stellar center field last night.
She made a running catch going into right center field last night that was – it was a thing of beauty. That one going to be popped up. Third baseman Melissa Wagler going to come over and squeeze it, and that's going to do it. So Barre even limits the damage, but North Davies does get a run back at the end of one complete on the JJ's concrete scoreboard. 2-1 Barre leads North Davies. Back to Cougar Valley after this 2-minute timeout.
The Washington Chrysler Center is proud to introduce the Chrysler Pacifica Incredible Sales Event going on now. Save over $4,000 in rebates with new 2018 Pacificas starting as low as just over $32,000. Don't be uncomfortable on summer vacation this year. The Pacifica can seat up to 8 with stow-and-go seating for extra storage, power sliding doors and rear hatch, leather heated seats, and so much more. Now is the time to travel comfortably and in style with a new Chrysler Pacifica during the Incredible Sales Event now underway at the Washington Chrysler Center downtown.
With all the options out there today, we asked Chuckles customers why they choose Chuckles day after day for their convenience stop. And one answer stood out.
Because I like the people that work here. They're very friendly and very nice and very helpful.
The ladies that work here.
The ladies here are sweet and nice and friendly.
At your neighborhood Chuckles convenience store, the people inside make the difference.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience store.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
The Landmark Surveying Company in Washington is proud to offer professional service in the field with land surveyors and consultants performing boundary surveys, land title surveys, surveyor location reports, subdivision design, site planning, general land consulting, and more. Give Dennis or Darren a call to set up an appointment for your surveying estimate at 257-0950. The Landmark Surveying Company, 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
The General, 95.9 and 1580.
You know what one of the simple pleasures of doing any Bar Eve athletic event on the radio is, John Mullen?
Talk to him, Coach.
The chit-chat that we have back and forth back at Ground Zero with our friend Andy Morrison.
Andy keeps us on our toes with humor. He reminds us of why we love to do what we do.
Oh, what a nice day here at Cougar Valley. Top of inning number two. Vikings going 7, 8, and 9 in the order here, Johnny.
Yep. Kaylin Wagler, the pitcher, she's going to bat first here in the top of the second. The Lady Vikes score two there in the top of the first as Melissa Wagler and Corinne Corbin both came through with runs.
First pitch over, but low. Ball one. And the next offering. Going to hit the inside corner, I think, for a strike.
Some concern about, you know, most of the time girls softball pitchers can reload the next day, unlike baseball. You know, these girls are throwing it very hard, but they're doing it underhand, which is a natural delivery, and they're able to go back to back to back. But some concern about not only the emotional letdown of a big victory from last night, but also how much gas Hunter might not have in the tank after going 6 2/3 and really giving it her all last night.
Yeah, we'll see. Next one cut on and missed by Kaylin. So Bueller again fires. That one going to be floated on the infield. Shortstop going to get under it. Squeeze it. One up, one down.
Molly Holzapfel, the second baseman who had, what, several hits last night? Maybe three hits?
Yeah, I think three last night. She had a couple during the Paoli game that we had last week, so.
See if the Vikings can get something started against Beeler with one down here in the top of the second.
First offering to Molly. Going to be in. Called strike one at the knees.
You know, you talked about the girls' tennis team advancing in the regional this evening. The girls' track team's also several members running regional this evening.
Yeah, girls are getting ready today. Of course, Natalie Graber, our good friend, our pal, our amigo, she ought to head back to the state finals in her distance events. But several other girls down there competing tonight as well. Molly going to cut on and foul back. Second offering, so quickly 0-2 on her. Chases a high fastball. That's going to do it for Molly. So quickly two up, two down. And from the Cougar side of things, if you are Hunter Bueller and Jody Berry in the dugout, you know, after a little bit of a shaky start, getting a 1-2-3 second would be precisely what the doctor ordered.
Exactly. And, you know, there's a lot of innings to be played here. But you know, give Bar Eve credit for jumping out and touching Bueller for two quick runs.
Freshman Michaela Graber in next. Mentioned down at the tennis sectional or tennis regional at Jasper, Washington fell 5-0 to Jasper. So Lady Hatchets and the Lady Vikings, both tennis sectional champions.
Yeah, the Hatchets, first time since 1982, I read in the newspaper.
Wow.
The Washington Times Herald.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 36 years between girls tennis sectional.
Is that a long
there.
Time?
It's been a while.
1-1 on May Graber. Next one swung through, 1-2.
I had a beautiful bowl cut with uneven bangs when I was 7 years old in 1982, and that picture was out there.
I think that hit social media, which I know you do not participate in as a general rule.
1982.
Two-strike offering to Michaela, going to Miss just off the outside corner.
I'm thinking E.T. or something like that was probably around that time, right? Phone home.
Yeah.
About 82. Mr. Mom, somewhere in that neighborhood. Oldies but goodies on the movie screen.
Change up. Going to get Michaela out in front swinging, and that's going to do it. Vikings do go up, go three up, three down. And we're going to head to the bottom of inning number two on the JJ's Concrete Scoreboard. Barreve 2, North Davies 1. Back to Cougar Valley after this two-minute timeout.
Your financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
This is Brent Dobson at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, and we are very proud to say that the new Ford F-150 has won the 2018 Motor Trend Truck of the Year Award and is also staking claim to the Kelley Blue Book KBB.com Best Buy Truck Award for the fourth year in a row. Built Ford Tough Trucks for Built Ford Tough, hardworking Americans. Drive one at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com. You'll see why our customers say a Dobson deal is a better
Helena
deal.
In Montgomery now has a new name. They're now Helena Agri Enterprises. Same great people, same great service, just a new name. Helena Agri Enterprises reminds everyone spring planting season is in full gear. Please be on the lookout for heavy equipment on the roads and be patient and cautious as farmers work for another fruitful harvest. At Helena Agri Enterprises, our commitment to you is that we will not offer anything that will not bring value to your business. We work hard to help you become as successful as possible. With your success comes our success at Helena Agri Enterprises in Montgomery.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
The General, 95.9 and 1580.
Back at North Davies, leading off the bottom of inning number two, another freshman, Maddie Miller. And she is going to slap one, and it's going to be fair.
She might score on this.
Down the left field line.
She might score on this.
It's into the corner, and this is going to be, and she's going to be held at third base. And
if she wouldn't have been held, she would have scored, Coach.
And what happened is freshman Andrea Graber for Barreve. If you're going to dive, you better stop it. And she dove. It kind of spun sideways, and into the corner it went. So a leadoff triple for the Lady Cougars here in the bottom of inning number two.
Maddie Miller, a left-handed slap hitter, slapped one out just inside the line. And as you mentioned, the dive was no good, and Miller probably could have scored on that for an inside the parker. Jody Berry holds her up at third base with nobody out here, and Libby Knipp at the plate.
First pitch going to be fouled off.
Maddie, the daughter of Cougar AD Brent Dalrymple.
That is correct, sir. Saw her mother at the concession stand earlier.
So Libby Knipp, the shortstop, facing the pitcher, Kaylin Wagler.
Next one going to be in for a strike.
Not sure why she'll bunt there with a runner on third, but she was perhaps trying to coax a wild pitch. Barreve, bottom two.
That one going to be fouled off. It's a little battle going on here.
Cougar baseball team was in Princeton today for a final pre-sectional tune-up.
Yeah.
And last I heard, it wasn't going well for them.
What was the score, Johnny?
7-1 was the last report I had, and Cougars had several errors. But Princeton, a nice 3A ball team. The Cougars trying to get in one extra game here. They got a bye, and they won't play until Memorial Day.
So, yeah.
Unlike Shoals and Barre that get an opportunity to play tomorrow at 5, the other three teams in the sectional, Reveille, Lagodi, and North Davies, play their next contest next Monday.
Next pitch going to be flown into shallow center, and it's going to fall off the glove of Michaela Graber. And that's going to tie the baseball game, Johnny.
Sure is. It goes down as an E8 there, a catchable ball.
So we're now tied at 2, and North Davies suddenly runners at first and third. As we get to the bottom of this North Davies Lady Cougar order.
So that was Lexi Cornelius. Excuse me, Cassie Knepp. Cassie was just warming up over there in the bullpen, and all of a sudden she swings and hits that floater into center. She's going to be pinch ran for now. You know, when you have a roster of 27, you know, at your disposal, like Coach Graber or Coach Berry does, Jody Graber Berry, she tends to pinch run just about everybody on her bench, and so there is a pinch runner out there for Cassie Knepp. I believe that is Tippery pinch running. Muhau Tippery, a freshman. She's at first. Runner on third as well.
That one going to hit the outside corner.
So this is Lexi Cornelius. Lexi, the nine-hole hitter. Maddie Miller scored. Game's tied at 2. Slowed down here. We were cruising, and now all of a sudden it's...
It was a long night. That one going to be slap foul last night. I think the last out was recorded basically at 11 o'clock.
It was a long night. It was a long night in the concession stand. There were a lot of hungry folks here taking advantage of the Grand Slam burgers and the bratwurst and all the concession items. A lot of people here last night to feed.
Change up that time going to be slapped over to the shortstop. Throw going to be late at first, and now North Davies with a bases-loaded opportunity here, Johnny.
Yeah, and that's Hunter Beeler coming back up, I believe. She's the leadoff hitter. Had a base hit in the first and scored a run, so Barre here in some trouble. Bases loaded, no outs. Already one run in for the Cougars this inning. The game stands at 2-2.
First pitch to Beeler, going to miss high.
I think we missed an earlier walk there.
Yeah, I think they issued an intentional pass right to create a force situation, so with that runner on third.
That was Libby Knepp, who's
yep,
standing on third now.
Next pitch by Beeler going to be swung on and miss. 1-1 to her.
Libby Knepp at third. Cassie Knepp at second. Lexi Cornelius at first, Hunter Beeler at the plate. Nice crowd here this evening. Beautiful evening for girls softball.
Beeler going to bounce that one foul.
No chance of rain here this evening.
No, we're not worried about the rain tonight, buddy.
Several softball sectionals rained out last night.
Change up that time going to be bounce foul. So another little battle going between Kalen and.
Any of your favorite ball teams playing this evening, Coach?
Well, your National League Chicago Baseball Club is home tonight against the Cleveland Indians. A 2016 World Series rematch. Beeler going to float one out into right field. That ball is going to get past the right fielder, and that is going to clear the bases, and it is 5-2 North Davies, and that's the big blow, Johnny.
Well, let's slow down a bit. It looks like one of the runners held up. But it is certainly...
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's all right. It was hard to tell the way these uniforms the Cougars are wearing.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
A bit deceptive. The orange and the black kind of bleed in.
Well, and I thought just for a second, I was watching people cross the plate, and what I thought was going on was everybody scored, but now I see that runner at first base was held because there was a chance for the ball to be caught. But anyhow, 4-2 North Davies, and there is a meeting at the mound here.
So a two-run single for Hunter Beeler that, in my opinion, had a chance to be caught. And a late break in right field, that ball dropped in. And that's going to allow two more Cougar runs to cross the plate.
We'll see if the Vikings here in this long conference have a pitching change.
Got to stop the bleeding here. It's now 4-2. Still no one out, and I believe Kalen Wagler is going to stay in the circle. Andrea Corwin, who laid down a sacrifice bunt, she's digging in with two of her teammates on the base pass and no one out. And there's another sacrifice bunt that might go as a hit.
And... yeah, good throw right there by the catcher, Anna O'Connor. Going to throw the runner out at first, but...
Sack bunt,
runners at second and third.
Man. So Anna O'Connor really gunned that one down. Corwin, I thought maybe have an infield bunt hit there. Nice play by O'Connor.
Hello to our friends listening at home tonight, Johnny Mullen.
We've got a few friends out there, a few listeners, hopefully several dozen listeners. One of them none other than the Chad Ballingy, and he's now known as Anna's dad.
Anna's dad, yeah. Anna.
And Abby's dad.
Is that ball going to be bounced to the third baseman? And Melissa Wagler going to throw across the diamond for the second out, but North Davies going to score again, and it's 5-2. Anna B out with a little bit of a concussion. So, Anna didn't get to go watch her tennis teammates or her softball friends tonight.
Stuck at home with Dad.
Stuck at home, not traveling.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like she's got a good reason to ace all her finals, which she would do anyway.
Absolutely.
I know she got her brains from her mom.
God, let's hope. 5-2 North Davies, runner at third, two outs.
Is your name Chad?
That ball going to be line foul.
Ballingy?
Tell us a Chad Ballingy story.
That was an inside joke with Chad and I. I hope he got it. You know what happens when you start shouting guys out? People's feelings get hurt when you don't talk about Nick Wanniger and the amazing coaching job he's doing up here.
Oh my.
On the golf side of things,
hey,
here for the Cougars.
So I've got a point of contention with that, as next offering gonna miss off the outside corner. Is all I've ever heard this year is when North Davies knocked off Bar Eve in golf. Well, I didn't know until today the Vikings have knocked off the Cougars twice in golf this year.
Are you kidding me?
So
it's kind of like when you go gamble.
That ball going to be launched into left field. It's going to fall in for a hit. Another Cougar run's going to score. And a triple.
Abby Allen with a triple.
For Allen. And it's 6-2.
And that was an RBI triple as Hunter Beeler was on third, and she scores easily. So you're telling me that Bar Eve has knocked off the Cougar golf team a couple of times. I was aware of the three wins that the Cougars had in the Buggy Bowl against Bar Eve.
No, they are two and two on the season. Sectional is the official rubber match.
Oh my
goodness. Of course, I went to the Bar Eve website, so well put together, as you know, from all of your years in the education business by our friend Katrina Murphy, and it turns out that it is factual.
Somebody's calling two letters or eight letters, and I can't say the word on the air.
Next one going to be lined. Second baseman going to rattle off her glove. Another run's going to score. It's now 7-2, and the floodgates have opened.
They have officially opened as Addie Whitmer looked to have lined out to second. Ball was dropped, and she's going to race to first. Allen scores. 7-2 now, Coach. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I have no idea. I don't want to get into an argument, but.
Next one going to be bounce. It's going to get through everybody. And another runner going to go down to third. And on the play, heads up base running by North Davies. They're going to take second base.
That was Maddie Miller. Singled through the hole and hustled over to second. So these Lady Cougars are on to Kaylin Wagler. Surprised we haven't seen a pitching change at this point. Two outs, I believe. Yes, two outs here in the bottom of the second. This game's starting to get away from Bar Eve quickly. And our shout-out's starting to get away from us as well.
Mm-hmm.
So the fans are asking us what the score is, and we're glad to oblige and holler out 7-2. These fans are behind the scoreboard. They can't see the scoreboard like we can. We got a clear view.
Well, you know. Not all people are created equally, Johnny. That's just the bottom line.
It's not easy to count to seven or two sometimes. Kaylin Wagler getting it out there in the pitcher's circle. And at the plate is Libby Knepp. We believe she was walked intentionally earlier or pitched around a little bit.
That one going to be bounced over to third. Melissa Wagler going to pick it up and throw her out. And the Vikings are finally out of it, but the damage is done. Six big ones here in the bottom of inning number two. North Davies is taking control on the JJ's concrete scoreboard. 7-2 North Davies. Back to Cougar Valley after this 2-minute timeout.
How far do you drive to get the orthopedic care or the sports medicine treatment you need? I'm Dr. Marcus Thorne reminding you that the orthopedic care you need is right here in your own backyard. From me and Davis Community Hospital. With advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives right here at home, there's no reason to go elsewhere. And I personally meet with and treat every patient that walks into my clinic. To find out how our team can take care of you and your team, call my office for Davis Community Hospital.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Hi, I'm Tim Goodwin at Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home in Washington, now serving the Davies County community at our state-of-the-art facility at 2020 State Street. Feel free to come by and let us show you our facility and to ask any questions you might have. Our 7,000 square foot facility includes 160 seat capacity with a large reception area, a lounge area, and other amenities. Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home, located at 2020 State Street near Eastside Park in Washington. Call us at 254-5111 with any questions you may
have.
When
you order Ready Mix Concrete, you want the highest quality product delivered on time. Hoosier Ready Mix off Highway 50 next to GPC knows that time is crucial when pouring concrete. Hoosier Ready Mix can help you build home foundations, driveways, commercial buildings, and more. Ask about their special prices on livestock and turkey barns. Hoosier Ready Mix has a good product, competitive pricing, and is locally owned and operated, and is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and on Saturdays from 8 a.m. until noon. Call for a free estimate at 812-254-7625.
The General, 95.9 and 1580.
Back at North Davies. Top of inning number three, Johnny Mullen.
Yep, 7-2 now, North Davies, as they throw a six spot up in the bottom of the second. Hunter Beeler with a five-run lead here is going to be tough to come back on, I would say. But Barrieve did put the bat on the ball in the first inning. Tracy Stahl, the leadoff hitter, at the plate now for Barrieve. She had a base hit to begin the game.
Yeah, all you can do, if you're the Vikings, it's like eating an elephant, Johnny. How do you eat an elephant?
One bite at a time.
One bite at a time. Next offering to Tracy, going to be fouled straight back. Take that noise up there, Josh Schwartzentruber.
How's the air conditioning in the press box, Josh?
I'll take non-existent for 200, Alex.
Or Jed. Mr. Gerald.
88 sparkling degrees up here at Cougar Valley.
Let's just say our temperature is controlled tonight.
Yeah, we are in a controlled environment. Yeah, no doubt about it. Next offering to the freshman, Tracy Stahl, on the way. That's going to bounce in low.
Great place to watch a game as far as vantage point, though. We can see for miles. So Stahl looking to find herself on base again. She had a base hit. Was erased when that softball hit her as she was headed to second. You know, odd, you don't see that very often. Odd play.
Stahl going to pop it up. First baseman going to run out of real estate over by the fence. So Tracy going to go back and do it again.
We may have ruffled some feathers with golf talk and head-to-head competition. I don't know. You know, and it's Barrieve, North Davies, and Lagodi.
So after one of these, I'm going to share a funny story via the radio. So after one of these golf meets, as Tracy going to line one down the left field line, going to take a wide turn over at first, going to head back to the bag, but a leadoff single. So, you know, if I had to talk about Barrieve's, you know, loyalties and, you know, things of that nature. If you ask any kid from Barrieve who is your rival, you know, you give them the truth serum. Obviously, number one is going to be who, Johnny Mullen?
It's going to be Lagodi.
It's going to be your Lagodi Lions. So next one going to be bounced over to first. First baseman going to pick it up, step on the bag. Tracy Stahl down to second. Melissa Wagler out at first. So after one of these golf victories that North Davies achieved over Barrieve, there was evidently some Twitter smack talk.
Some smack talk.
Yeah,
on
back and forth, and it ended with one of the Barrieve students mentioning the fact that you know we don't consider you a golf rival. You know, Lagodi is our rival, and then the hashtag was hashtag not my rival.
Hashtag.
So if you go back to, you know, therefore, when Barack Obama was president, you had the not my president crowd. Of course, with Donnie America now, you have the hashtag not my president. So, you know, nobody's anybody's president anymore. So they took a play on that. Hashtag not my rival.
Hashtag this, hashtag that.
Hashtag that. Hashtag Corinne Corbin steps in, trying to get the Vikings back in the scoring column here. Swings at a high fastball and misses.
Any hashtags from Daryl Bob lately?
He says he is back on the prowl. No longer suspended by the bishop.
Oh, the bishop had suspended him.
And the next offering from Buehler, going to miss outside.
Looks like hashtag school uniforms. Give me Liberty or give me a new car.
Yes. So Buehler kicking some dirt around the mound. And the next offering to Corbin going to be lined over to the third baseman. And the throw back to second almost doubles up Tracy Stahl. Good play by the Cougar third baseman as Corinne Corbin really put a charge into that ball. But nice play by the third baseman. Two down.
That's Abby Allen, who, as I mentioned before, sometimes catches. But that was a nice play by the freshman. That ball could have gotten down and gone for a double. Four hitter here. Chloe Graber, another freshman talent. This one on Bar East side, one of many.
And then you go back to Lagodi last night. I mean, they had a bunch of freshmen.
Well, they've got a slew of freshmen
that were in and out.
Yeah.
So, lots of.
But yeah, all three. Quite honestly, all three of these schools have a lot of talented freshmen on the softball diamond.
Next one going to bounce in, and Tracy going to head down to third.
So Stahl, 60 feet away from touching home, Chloe Graber grounded back to the pitcher in her first at-bat. Chance to drive one in here. 7-2, Lady Cougars, top three. Bar Eve did lead early, 2-0, before the Cougars got back in front.
Next one to Chloe, going to miss high.
Just a couple more days of school for the kiddos in the area.
Mm-hmm.
A few more finals yet to plow through. A few farewell speeches to be made.
And there's Chloe going to line a single into center and get the Vikings back in the score column, and that's 7-3.
Bar Eve dugout excited. A lot of energy over there. Big hit by Chloe.
Yeah, this last week of school, Johnny, I've gotten to some really bad habits.
Such as?
I just stay, and you and I are about in the same mold. You know, the old, oh, teachers don't do anything in the summer. Well, you and I, as next hitter's Jenna Luke, are going to foul one off down the left field line.
Take a look at our June schedule. It's just as busy as
any
month.
We keep right on working. But, just a different kind of work. I go into yearbook mode and driver's education, and you go into all of your second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth jobs. But, man, I stay up entirely too late in the summer. And Luke, I'm going to pop one up, and it's just going to get out of play over the press box.
You're not afraid to find a couch late in the evening and settle in and kind of flip around some of your favorite shows and catch some games. And, of course, you got the NBA playoffs late at night. You got the Cubs, of course. Some Netflix.
I got a documentary series that I want to watch on Netflix. I'm just getting in a bad habit. And Luke, I'm going to pop one into center fielder under it, Addie Whitmer. That's going to do it. Vikings get one back. The offense has been okay. Bar Eve just got to figure out a way to slow down this Cougar machine at the end of two and a half. 7-3 North Davies. Back to Cougar Valley after this two-minute timeout.
The Switzer Trooper Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin is proud to serve residents of Davies County and the surrounding communities. Grant Swartz and Trooper and Abby Brown focus on real estate transactions, estate planning and administration, county government, business contracts, and personal injury. With two locations now at 412 East Flora Street in Washington and the corner of Main and Spring Street in Odin. Call 812-254-7268 for professional legal advice today. Swartz and Trooper Brown, attorneys at law, on the case, working hard for you.
Yoder Stop and See.
Visit Yoder Stop and See and choose from a full menu of famous fish sandwiches, hamburgers, tenderloins, and all the side dishes. Try the homemade soups and make sure to save room for homemade desserts. Something for everyone. Take a break and let Yoder Stop and See do the cooking for your family. They'll thank you for it.
Yoder Stop and See.
Highway 50 in Montgomery. Yoder Stop and See is a proud sponsor of Bar Reeve Sports.
The Vikings are working hard to achieve their dreams and goals. You dream of someday enjoying a relaxing retirement? Saving now affects the lifestyle you'll be able to have in the future. This is Alex Knepp, your local financial advisor with German American. I specialize in developing plans to help you meet your dreams and goals. Invest with the name you know and trust. Call today at 254-5909 or stop by and see me in Washington or Lagodi. And good luck to all Viking teams.
The Montgomery Ruertan Club is celebrating 57 years serving our community. The Ruertan Club and all its members are proud to back the Bari Vikings. Important dates to remember are available on the Ruertan Club's website at montgomeryruertanclub.com. Save the dates for next year's Turkey Trot at the park September 6th through the 9th. And bookmark the club's website again for upcoming events and happenings at montgomeryruertanclub.com. The Montgomery Ruertan Club, serving the Davies County community for 57 years.
The General, 95.9 and 1580.
Back at North Davies, Cassie Knepp leading it off for the Cougars, Johnny Mullen.
Bottom three here. Vikes trail 7-3. Cassie managed to score a run, actually, in the bottom of the second, and she reached on an error. And so she leads off this bottom of the third. Cougars had six in the bottom of the second.
That one going to get through the diving third baseman and the diving shortstop, so a leadoff single for the Cougars here in the bottom of inning number three.
Eight hits now for the Lady Cougars.
Don't want to take a lot of the activity away, but a lot of these balls have, you know, they've had some well-struck balls, but they've had some seeing-eye hits as well.
Found some holes. Of course, you know, we talked about last night how that third baseman's forced to play in, and you'll see a lot of base softballs go through the shortstop third hole.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of moving parts in girls' softball, Coach.
Tons of them. Including all the players that get a check in and out of the game.
There's lots of movement there when you got flex players and DPs and PRs and CRs. Lexi Cornelius is going to pop one up to the pitcher. So she does not move the runner. And that'll bring Hunter Beeler back to the plate. She's the leadoff hitter. She's 2-for-2.
Third time through the order coming up for Lady Cougs, 7-3.
Beeler scored twice. A couple of hits, a couple of RBIs.
Way out in front of that one, but lined into the stands on the left field side.
A little pop in her bat as she put the hurt on a first pitch fastball last night off Lagodi's hurler.
Next one going to miss low.
The misses and the kiddos this evening? Probably tuned in occasionally.
Well, I got a message from my wife that said, as Beeler going to bounce the next one foul, if you were planning on eating spaghetti when you get home, don't. It's all gone.
Well, you've got some growing kiddos, that's for sure.
So,
I mean, your kiddos are they're growing every day.
They are growing every day.
Hard to keep food in the house, isn't it?
It's a nonstop battle. Next one to Beeler, going to bounce in.
You'll have another daughter in driver's ed from me this summer.
And not only that, but we divided the groups up after school today. Another one going to be bounced back foul, and Callan Tramball will be in Mike DeCourcy's group.
Nice. Mr. Doyle do that with you?
Did that with Jordan Gwynn, Brock Higgins.
Jordan and Brock.
And still a battle here, Johnny, between the two hurlers.
Yeah, what do you think? It's probably a full count.
Mm-hmm.
Hunter fouled one off her foot there just a bit ago. Kind of limped around, shook it off. I wonder if the runner's heading.
Jordan Gwynn says, shout out driver's Ed. And Mueller going to swing on, foul tip it into the glove of Anna O'Connor. So two down now.
Nice strikeout from Kaylin Wagler.
So not only my confidant at Bar Eve High School in the driver's education program, Jordan Gwynn, but actually a former student of yours, Johnny, back at LHS.
Sure is. And Jordan, his parents are actually neighbors now.
Yep.
In the Bellbrook subdivision. So Jordan and his wife, Jessica, Lagodi grads, living in Lagodi, teaching at Bar Eve, teaching across the hallway from each other, I believe.
The bilingual bombers.
Uh-huh.
So runner at second, two down, 7-3.
Both students of Senora Rynetta Boo there at Lagodi, who just accepted a position to teach Spanish at North Davies.
At North Davies?
Beginning in August.
Wow.
So welcome aboard, Senora Boo, to Cougar Nation.
Wow. Congratulations. So North Davies still trying to punch another run across here.
Andrea Corwin. She's laid down two sacrifice bunts. She needs to hit the ball this time as there's a runner on second with two down.
She's going to bounce it. Shortstop going to pick it up. And Corbin going to fire a strike across the diamond. That's going to do it. So no runs here in the bottom of inning number three. We're going to the top of the fourth. 7-3 Cougars. Back to Cougar Valley after this two-minute timeout.
Get cool in the pool. Splash into summer at Dr. Lanaholm's annual pool party. Slap on the sunscreen and bring the family. Come chill with Dr. Helms and her team Friday evening, June 8th from 6:30 to 8:30 at the Water World of Washington. It's free to the public. Children 9 and under must be accompanied by an adult. Let us sparkle your smile. Check us out at lanaholms.com or call for your free consultation at 812-254-4500. Find us at our new location at 2116 State Street.
The Washington Chrysler Center is celebrating the incredible sales event with the Chrysler Pacifica this month in downtown Washington. Big savings on Pacificas up to $4,250 in rebates and new 2018 starting at $32,000. But one step further, they have quality pre-owned Pacificas as low as $25,900. If you need a family vehicle, the Chrysler Pacifica is the car for you. During the Chrysler Pacifica incredible sales event now at the Washington Chrysler Center.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Do you have a loan on a car, boat, or RV? Do you have a mortgage or children to send to college? All of these are financial obligations that will continue the need to be paid whether you are here or not. Hi, I am Lacey King at Thompson Insurance in Washington. Many people will admit if they were to die unexpectedly, they would not have enough life insurance to protect their family from financial disaster. Don't be one of them. Call me today at 812-254-1987 to protect your family.
The General, 95.9 and 1580.
Back for the top of inning number four.
And we are seeing Anna O'Connor.
Anna O, Viking catcher, 7-3, North Davies on top.
Anybody's game at this point, I think.
Well, if Bar Eve can you know, string a couple of runs together here, 2-0 count on O'Connor. It's not out of the realm of possibility.
Cougars do have the advantage of being the home team as far as on the scoreboard, but Bar Eve certainly has shown signs of being able to hit Beeler.
Two-strike count now. 2-2 count on O'Connor. Next offering, going to be swung on a miss, so Beeler comes back to get her. One up, one down. And a lot like last night, Beeler seems to She's gotten a little stronger as this game has went along.
Sometimes the fatigue goes away after a while as you get that adrenaline flowing again, and it was flowing last night for sure in front of a large crowd. Barry's got a nice group here, but, of course, the Cougar fans playing at home have a large number in orange as well. At the plate is...
They've got a pinch hitter. This is Lindley Sheets.
Okay. Hitting for Kalen Wagler. I'm sure Kalen will come back out. But Lindley Sheets, the freshman. What a bundle of joy Lindley Sheets is.
Well, we talked to her dad down in the bathroom earlier.
Just trying to stay cool.
Stay cool. He mentioned that his wife may want to go camping this weekend.
Big weekend to camp for a lot of folks, Memorial Day weekend.
He said, can we do it later in the evening, please?
Yeah, a lot of folks in the area love to camp.
Pitch Lindley going to be high. Another one of those freshmen that we talk about, Johnny.
Yep. Good athlete. Loves sports. And a huge supporter of her friends and her teammates. She's just kind of a bundle of energy.
Yep.
And fun.
And Lindley going to fly one deep into center. Center fielder going to go back probably 10 feet in front of the center field fence and make the catch. So Lindley gave it a ride, but I'm not going to say that the center fielder didn't have to move, but kind of went straight back, didn't have to go left or right as well. But put a charge in the ball, but a long out.
Molly Holzapfel with two down here in the top of the fourth.
And Molly going to sneak one through.
Sure did. Molly finds the hole just over second base, and she's got a two-out hit. You know, six hits for the Lady Vikes off this senior pitcher, Beeler.
And obviously when you're just a 7-win ball club and injuries have a lot to do with that, you need to do everything better. But, this is if there's been an area where Barrie needs to, continue to improve as the next couple of years roll around, it's not, I think run prevention would be at the top of the list as Michaela Graber steps in.
Michaela Graber. Another freshman. We haven't mentioned the freshman who's injured, and that is Hannah Graber, the standout pitcher, dealing with a knee injury.
Yeah, talking to our friends from Northeast Dubois, is the next one going to be in for a strike? They mentioned earlier in the year Dubois expected to win their sectional in Dubois, and Hannah basically shut them down in a 2-0, double-digit strikeout effort. And right after that, that's when the knee issues began. So two-strike pitch going to be swung on and missed by Michaela. And that's going to do it. Vikings strand a runner at the end of 3.5 on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. 7-3, Barrie trails North Davies. Back to Cougar Valley after this 2-minute timeout.
How far do you drive to get the orthopedic care or the sports medicine treatment you need? I'm Dr. Marcus Thorne reminding you that the orthopedic care you need is right here in your own backyard from me and Davis Community Hospital. With advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives right here at home, there's no reason to go elsewhere. And I personally meet with and treat every patient that walks into my clinic. To find out how our team can take care of you and your team, call my office for Davis Community Hospital.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation. On the Oden-Kettleburg Road next to Graber
Post. The Landmark Surveying Company has offered professional land surveying services to southwestern Indiana for nearly 15 years. projects. With a broad base of experience in land development and boundary surveying that spans industrial, commercial, and residential applications, but specialize in meeting the specific needs of their clients. So if you're looking to divide a large tract for commercial purposes or just sell an acre lot to a neighbor, call Landmark Surveying Company at 257-0950 and ask for Darren or Dennis Helms. That's Landmark Surveying at 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
I'm back. It's me, Potho. Did you miss me? I'm down here at the corner just waiting for you to drop in. You know you're going to bump into me sooner or later. And FYI, I do like a little salt on the rim.
Don't let potholes give you a rough way to go. Bill Dobson Ford has alignments starting at $69.95, and alignment checks are free. Hey, we all hit a bump in the road now and then. Schedule your alignment at Bill Dobson Ford, downtown Washington, or online at BillDobson.com. Additional parts and labor are at
General, 95.9 and 1580.
Back for the bottom of inning number four, Johnny.
Abby Sanders, she's got a double and an RBI. In fact, she drove in the Cougars' first run. She's at the plate here as we begin the bottom of the fourth. A lot of people trickling in our neighborhood here.
Don't like it.
Yeah, I'm beginning to feel a little claustrophobic.
Me too.
We're kind of loners anyway, Mike.
I know.
We loners stick together.
First one going to be bounced in.
Almost feel like we got to lock the doors.
Next one going to be bounced in, 2-0 count.
So back on the air in less than 24 hours tomorrow with baseball.
Yeah, spring season obviously a little lighter load, but 3 in 3 days, we don't have that in basketball sometimes, a lot of times. 2-0 count. That one going to be in for a strike.
Who you got tonight, Warriors?
I did just see that Andre Iguodala out for game four tonight, but, I'll still take the Warriors.
Swinging bunt. And we called out at first.
That's a good play right there.
Kaylin Wagler fields her position. Gets Abby Sanders by a step. Abby Allen follows her. Abby's tripled and scored in her last at bat. So outside of the sixth spot in the bottom of the second, Kaylin Wagler holding her own in the circle. To be sure. Still feel like it's anybody's game at this point. The Vikings still have three trips to make a run at this four-run lead. Play a hard 21 outs, I guess, in girls softball.
Yep. So one out, nobody on here. Bottom of the fourth. Next offering from Wagler. Going to be lined off of her glove. She's going to pick it up, scoop it over to first, and beat the runner. So two down.
Kaylin Wagler once again fielding her position well. If you've not been to a girls' softball game, you would be taken aback at the excitement in the dugouts. The chanting and cheering is a little bit overwhelming at first. But these girls and their teammates are really hyped up for each other as they make plays. And we can see Barree's dugout, and those girls are actually standing on top of the benches in there and over the top of the fence. Maybe a safety issue, but nonetheless, they are rocking and rolling in there. A little bit quieter and more subdued on the Cougar side.
That one going to be bounced over to the third baseman, and that ball going to be dropped by the third baseman, and the throw on to first is going to be late.
That's Addie Whitmer hustling down to first.
And Addie Whitmer already fast enough, and you can't bobble a ball and expect to
Addie,
throw her out.
Yeah, she's reached on two errors now. Maddie Miller, 2 for 2 on the evening, batting sixth, the DP. She's looking for her third hit as Kaylin Wagler stares her down with two down.
First pitch to Miller, going to miss high.
Yeah, sure was. Miller, the slap hitter, takes an interesting approach. She's running with the bat as she gets ready to swing. And she does just that with a swinging bunt. Miller's going to be called out at first base on a really, really close play. The Vikings get three outs, only let one runner on, so not a bad end to the bottom of the fourth.
All right, we're going to the top of inning number five on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. 7-3 North Davies leads it. Back to Cougar Valley after this two-minute timeout.
Hi, I'm Chris Severs. Everyone at Goodwin Severs Funeral Home in Washington invites you to come by and let us show you what we have created to serve our residents of Davies County. Our 7,000 square foot facility includes a 160 guest capacity chapel with a large reception area, a dining area, state-of-the-art casket and urn selection room, and other amenities. Goodwin Severs Funeral Home, located at 2020 State Street near Eastside Park in Washington, is here to serve you. Stop by today to see what sets us apart.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
My name is Aaron Sanders. Tell us why you come back day in, day out here at Chuckles and Lagodi.
The service here at Chuckles is wonderful. The people are wonderful. They begin to know you by name after you come back for so long, you know. When I walk in, they know what I'm here for usually. I don't even have to ask. I probably hear about 10 times a day, honestly. So great staff, great people. Their attitudes are wonderful. It's just and it's convenient right here in the middle of town. So if you need anything, this is the store to go to.
Brighten up your day with a trip to Chuckle.
Helena in Montgomery now has a new name. They're now Helena Agri Enterprises. Same great people, same great service, just a new name. Helena Agri Enterprises reminds everyone spring planting season is in full gear. Please be on the lookout for heavy equipment on the roads and be patient and cautious as farmers work for another fruitful harvest. At Helena Agri Enterprises, our commitment to you is that we will not offer anything that will not bring value to your business. We work hard to help you become as successful as possible. With your success comes our success at Helena Agra Enterprises in Montgomery.
General 95.9 and 1580.
Back at North Davies, top of inning number five, Johnny.
It sure is, and this is that Tracy back up?
Yep,
looks top, like Tracy Stahl.
Top of the order.
Tracy had a hit, scored a run. Actually, two for two. So, Stahl looking to add her third hit. Lady Vikes have six. Trail 7-3, top five.
That one going to be bounced over to the Cougar third baseman. Tracy going to be thrown out. One up, one down.
Melissa Wagler bats next, and she scored a run as well back in the first when the Lady Vikes got two. All was good for a half inning, and they led 2-0. Cougars got one back. Sixth spot in the second is the difference, 7-3. Hunter Beeler still in the pitcher circle.
That one going to be bounced. Shortstop going to range back and make the play, but you're not going to throw Melissa Wagler out.
Melissa's.
We've talked about her cross-country prowess. Fast
she
girl.
Is quick. Love her hustle on the basketball floor. Typically undersized, but she plays defense, rebounds. Does the little things well. At the plate now is freshman Corinne Corbin. Corinne had a base hit and lined out on a heck of a play by the third baseman, Abby Allen, of the Cougars. So Corbin one for two. Looking to move Stahl into scoring position here in the top of the fifth. What final exams are you serving up tomorrow, Coach?
Well, we've got just like everything else, a lot of economics and sociology this week. Let's see if Corbin can get anything going here.
Looks like she's going to go down swinging.
And she is going to go down swinging. So, two down now.
Chloe Graber had an RBI base hit her last time at the plate. Chloe, another freshman.
First delivery to Chloe. Hit the inside corner for a strike.
Track regional, Evansville Central High School typically. Is that where they have that girls track regional?
Yep, Evansville Central.
Nice place to host a track invitational or tournament. Been down there a few times for regional action.
Right center, the second home run of this World Series, and the Reds shoot their lead out to a 4-0 count.
The Reds' lead was sliced to 4-2, but they managed.
Actually lived out there in North Park Apartments for a few years after college. Taught some night school at Central.
Ooh, good times.
Yeah, look at this.
Here's the guy who's 2-2 in the Golf Buggy Bowl this year. Coach Nick Weiniger's a throw going to get past the catcher. And
am I going to have to break up a fight
runner,
here?
Runner scampers down to second.
The Mr. Weiniger disputes that 2-2 record. He says he's 4-0. And he's got evidence. It's somewhere in between.
Oh. Chloe going to take a cut on an inside fastball and miss.
3-1 now. So maybe it's – so the sectional, though, is what Coach DeCourcy says decides it.
That's – I'm just – it could be fake news. I'm just repeating what I've been told. Chloe Graber back in. Next offering.
Goes
over
her
head.
Yeah.
And that's going to go to the backstop and allow Melissa Wagler to move up third base.
It's as wild a pitch as we've seen all evening. Pitch was literally over Chloe's head. So, chance for Bar Reeve to cut into this deficit. Two outs, top of the fifth. Lady Vikes trail by four.
Chloe going to foul one back.
You know, we got a lot of listeners this evening, Coach DeCourcy. I'm just wondering what everyone's favorite blizzard is at the local DQ. Do we have any?
Mine's the s'mores. What's your favorite blizzard, Nick Weiniger?
Reese's Cup.
Oh, the Reese's Cup.
Oh, we can eat blizzards now. That's awesome. Next one to Chloe, going to be bounce foul.
Stop. Reese's Cup nowadays. Hard for me to get away from the double fudge cookie dough. It's hard for me to get away from that.
And full count offering to Chloe Graber. Going to be called strike three on the outside corner, so the Cougars get out of a mini jam. We're going to the bottom of inning number five on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. 7-3, North Davies leads the Vikings back to Cougar Valley after this two-minute timeout.
Purdue Farms in Washington is one of the nation's leading poultry companies. The Purdue brand is the number one brand of premium chicken in the eastern United States and ranked as the third largest poultry company, providing food and agricultural products and services to customers in more than 50 countries. Here at home, Purdue is proud to support community events and local athletic teams and a proud corporate member of our community. Purdue Farms in Washington. Visit them online at purdue.com or call 257-3000.
Your financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Hi, Tom Baudet with a message for our military friends on Libo. Next time you're Oscar Mike, grab your Alice and beat feet just a few clicks down the road to Motel 6. Here you can bunk for buku savings. In fact, these low prices are so Sierra Hotel, you'll be more at ease when you're at ease. So even if your ETA is O Dark 30, Motel 6 has always got your, well, your 6. Book online at motel6.com. Baudet, out.
The General, 95.9 and 1580.
Back at Cougar Valley, Johnny Mullen.
Libby Knepp, the shortstop, leads off here in the bottom of the fifth. And the Cougars on top right now by 4. Barreve hanging tough. It's a New Kids on the Block reference from the early 90s.
Mm-hmm. I always liked the pop and lock move they did in that video.
We're rough. Nick's over there going, oh.
They throw in a little guitar.
Yep.
Cassie going to bounce that one foul. Two and two count on her.
Looking for favorite flavors of Blizzard for our dozens of listeners that want to text us. Let us know where they stand.
I got a peanut butter royal fudge vote via the text. Next offering going to be high. So North Davies wanting a leadoff base runner right here. And I'd say four-run lead for North Davies is something that they might feel comfortable with, but I'm sure they'd like to tack on some insurance if they get the chance. Knepp going to bounce it back. Good play by Kaylin in the pitcher's circle. She's going to throw the runner out at first.
I got to be honest. I'm thinking Corinne's in to pitch now. I feel like that's Corinne Corbin pitching and Tracy Stahl now at short. Can you tell by the numbers?
Yep, you're right. You're right.
I just now noticed the
I tell you what, Johnny, the masks.
I saw the number 2 at the shortstop, and I thought, that's not Corinne. So, but, yeah, the mask can really distort who's who out there. So Libby Knepp retired by Corbin.
Andy Morrison says his favorite Blizzard is the free one.
Nice.
Next delivery going to be over but low.
This is Cassie Knepp, the first baseman. Cassie had a hit, scored earlier when she reached on an error, 1-for-2. Strawberry cheese quake.
What does Sarah Mullen like? That one going to be bounced in.
Whatever hubby brings home.
Mm-hmm.
And that might be cookie dough. That could be something different. Typically, though, I'm going cookie dough.
Yeah,
I get an extra large one and share it with everybody.
Uh-huh.
You know, best value. Always looking to save a
nickel.
Buck here and there. Save a nickel, whatever.
Next one going to hit the outside corner, 2-2.
I bring it up because DQ tonight might be a possibility.
That is a possibility. It's more than that, Johnny. It is a probability.
It's going to happen.
It's going to
happen. There's no spaghetti left over, so better feed yourself.
Next one going to be bounce foul.
Save room for the taco bar Saturday afternoon.
Oh, my.
And all the graduation stops you make.
Oh, yeah, we got to go through the pile tonight. Busy, busy weekend.
11 a.m. start Barreve graduates
yep.
This year.
That one going to be floated over and going to be squeezed by the second baseman, Molly Holzapfel. So two down here.
Lexi Cornelius, the nine-hole hitter. She's got a base hit and a run scored. Hitting with two outs here in the bottom of the fifth.
That one in for a strike.
So, yeah, girls regional track with a chance to advance, what, at least one runner? Maybe some others?
Yeah, we'll see.
It's Natalie. It's her swan song.
Swan song.
What a career she's had.
Yeah, she has certainly had a good one. And
talk about a good girl who's smart and puts in work.
She's not afraid of work.
She knows how to work. Those Graber girls certainly work.
That one going to be bounced back. Pitcher going to pick it up. Throw it on to first, and that's going to do it. So three up, three down. And at the end of five complete on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, Vikings hanging in. It's 7-3 North Davies. Back to Cougar Valley after this two-minute timeout.
The Montgomery Ruertan Club is celebrating 57 years serving our community. The Ruertan Club and all its members are proud to back the Bar Reed Vikings. Important dates to remember are available on the Ruertan Club's website at montgomeryruertanclub.com. Save the dates for next year's Turkey Trot at the park, September 6th through the 9th. And bookmark the club's website again for upcoming events and happenings at montgomeryruertanclub.com. The Montgomery Ruertan Club, serving the Davies County community for 57 years. JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleburg Road next to Graber Post.
Would you worry about unpaid bills if you were to be hurt and unable to work? If you become sick or injured, how would you buy food, pay the mortgage, and meet your living expenses? Hi, I am Lacey King with Thompson Insurance in Washington. A disability income policy can help you replace a part of your income should prolonged sickness or disability destroy your earning power. Call or stop by our office today to see how simple and inexpensive the security for you and your family can be. 812-254-1987.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, what are you doing up here on the roof?
I want to tell the world I just met the woman of my dreams. What about you?
I want to tell the world that Liberty Mutual saved me $782.
Liberty did what?
They saved me $782.
Oh, you go first then. $782 really puts finding love into perspective.
Visit us online to get a quote and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
The General, 95.9 and 1580.
Back at North Davies, Jenna Lucan, number five hitter for the Vikings. First pitch swinging. Lines a single down the left field line, Johnny.
She does. She stands at first. And Anna O'Connor, the lone Viking senior at the plate. Coach Jones gives her a couple words of encouragement. Doesn't want to see her season end. Six more outs. Plenty of time for these Lady Vikings to play catch up. Trailing by 4-7-3. Kaylin Wagler waits on deck. Actually, that's Lindley Sheets over there on deck.
Maybe Lindley again. Yep, I think
it
is. Yeah,
Lindley came into the game for Kaylin.
Next one going to be swung on a miss by Anna O'Connor.
Vikings are going to pinch run here for Lucan. Can't quite tell who that is over there.
Trying to get this girl situated so I can see a number.
Uh-huh.
I would guess it would be Andrea Graber.
That would make sense. Blue's not going to notify us out here.
That's okay. We can figure it out on our own. Next one going to be cut on to miss. That's going to do it for O'Connor. First out here in the bottom or the top of inning number six.
Lindley Sheets, who flew out to, say, fairly deep center field to her last time up. Steps in.
Yeah, she's certainly capable of making this a 7-5 ball game.
She hit it out to Addie Whitmer in center. Cougar center fielder is kind of a lockdown defender, if you will.
She had a cut right there, going to foul it straight back.
Straight back, and when the ball goes straight back like that, it tells you she's on it. Beeler pitching here in the top of the sixth. The difference, a six-run bottom of the second for these homestanding Cougars. Vikings have held their own all night long.
Next one going to be tap foul. So the freshman trying to get some Viking offense going again.
Down 0-2 here. And she's going to pop up to the pitcher.
So that's going to be two down for Bar Eve now. That's going to bring Molly Holzapfel back to the place.
Molly had a base hit her last time, looking to move the pinch runner, Andrea Graber, still at first base, and she'll move up to second on a wild pitch. So now in scoring position. Lady Vikes down to their last few outs here. Top six, two down. Molly Holzapfel, a chance to move Andrea Graber around the bases. She stands at second.
That one going to be tapped. Pitcher going to pick it up, flip it over to first, and that's going to do it for the Vikings here in the top of inning number six on the JJ's Concrete Scoreboard. Lady Cougars still in control, 7-3 over Bar Eve. Back to Cougar Valley after this. 2 minutes. 2 minute timeout.
Get cool in the pool. Splash into summer at Dr. Lana Helms' annual pool party. Slap on the sunscreen and bring the family. Come chill with Dr. Helms and her team Friday evening, June 8th from 6:30 to 8:30 at the Water World of Washington. It's free to the public. Children 9 and under must be accompanied by an adult. Let us sparkle your smile. Check us out at lanahelms.com or call for your free consultation at 812-254-4500. Find us at our new location at 2116 State Street.
The Washington Chrysler Center is proud to introduce the Chrysler Pacifica Incredible Sales Event going on now. Save over $4,000 in rebates with new 2018 Pacificas starting as low as just over $32,000. Don't be uncomfortable on summer vacation this year. The Pacifica can seat up to 8 with stow-and-go seating for extra storage, power sliding doors and rear hatch, leather heated seats, and so much more. Now is the time to travel comfortably and in style with a new Chrysler Pacifica during the Incredible Sales Event. Now underway at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
My name is Aaron Sanders.
Tell us why you come back day in, day out here at Chuckles and Ligoti.
The service here at Chuckles is wonderful. The people are wonderful. They begin to know you by name after you come back for so long, you know. When I walk in, they know what I'm here for usually. I don't even have to ask. I'm probably here about 10 times a day, honestly. So great staff. Great people, their attitudes are wonderful. It's just, and it's convenient right here in the middle of town. So if you need anything, this is the store to go to.
Brighten up your day with a trip to Chuckles.
Hi, Tom Baudette with a message for our military friends on Libo. Next time you're Oscar Mike, grab your Alice and beat feet just a few clicks down the road to Motel 6. Here you can bunk for buku savings. In fact, these low prices are so Sierra Hotel, you'll be more at ease when you're at ease. So even if your ETA is O-Dark 30, Motel 6 has always got your, well, your 6. Book online at motel6.com. Baudette, out.
The General, 95.9 and 1580.
Back at North Davies, first pitch swinging here, bottom of inning number 6. And Hunter Beeler going to reach on an error, Johnny.
Yeah, ball hit to short and misplayed, and Beeler hustling all the way. Andrea Corwin out the plate. She has two sacrifice bunts, probably doing the same. Won't have to now as the pitch gets away for a wild one.
And she's going to turn the corner and head over to third base and going to be safe.
So she went from first to third on a wild pitch.
And never stopped running.
Dangerous maneuver there. As that run's a big one for the Cougars, but she slides in it. 60 feet away from adding to that 7-3 lead. Now Corwin, I don't know, I guess there's such a thing as a squeeze bunt girl softball. Safety squeeze. There's another wild one.
And that's going to score Bueller. And it's 8-3 North Davies.
So, a couple of bad, three bad breaks in a row there. You get an error, and you get two bases on a wild pitch, and another wild pitch leads to an eighth run. So, the Lady Vikings have hung tough. That one's a tough one to swallow there, that leadoff error. Andre Corwin still at the plate, 8-3 now, North Davies.
That one going to be bounced through the right side for a single.
Abby Sanders will dig in. The Cougars have been there, done that, Coach. They have certainly won their fair share over the years on this diamond and at other places. I think I heard 14 and counting sectional titles. Bar Eve's last sectional title was 2013, as we referenced last night.
Yep.
They pounded the Lions that year in the sectional championship, run ruled them, I believe. So Abby Sanders with a runner on here. Grounds back to the pitcher.
And they're going to get the lead runner at second. So they cut her down, but dangerous play right there as both the second baseman and the shortstop not exactly timely getting to the bag, Johnny.
Yeah, throw just as easily could have wound up in center field, but they do get the lead runner, so Sanders aboard via the fielder's choice. Corwin retired at second. Abby Allen, the third baseman, at the plate, I believe. She's going to pop up. That ball's going to get out of play.
Just out of play.
Wonder how many of those boys on the tennis courts are going to play tennis for me this fall. I don't recognize very many of them. A couple baseball gloves out there. Football, probably. That's a sport up here, Coach.
Yes, it is. Next one going to be cut on a miss. Two strikes now.
I see Jalen Mullen here in left field behind the fence with some of his classmates.
Next one going to be lined into center, and Michaela Graber going to range back, make a nice play.
Nice play for Michaela.
Two down now.
Michaela's pretty smooth out there in center.
Yep.
We saw her pitch last night as well.
Yep. Does a lot of things well. Got back, got under it. And the Vikes an out away from just surrendering a run.
Addie Whitmer, the left-handed senior. The field general in center. With two outs here in the Cougar bottom of the sixth. And regardless of the result this evening, Coach DeCourcy, I think Bar Eve fans will be proud of the effort these Lady Vikes have given this evening. They've battled.
Well, they came out ready to play, and that's in a situation like that, what else can you ask for? As a little pop-up going to be squeezed by Melissa Wagler, and we are going to the top of inning number 7. One last crack at it for Bar Eve. It's 8-3 North Davies. Back to Cougar Valley after this 2-minute timeout.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening. while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
The Landmark Surveying Company in Washington is proud to offer professional service in the field with land surveyors and consultants performing boundary surveys, land title surveys, surveyor location reports, subdivision design, site planning, general land consulting, and more. Give Dennis or Darren a call to set up an appointment for your surveying estimate at 257-0950. The Landmark Surveying Company, 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
Your financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, what are you doing up here on the roof?
I want to tell the world I just met the woman of my dreams. Well, what about you?
I want to tell the world that Liberty Mutual saved me $782.
Liberty did what?
They saved me $782.
Oh, you go first then. $782 really puts finding love into perspective.
Visit us online to get a quote and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
The General, 95.9 and 1580.
Back for the top of inning number 7, one pitch, one out, Johnny.
Yep, diving play by the second baseman. And
that's going to roll the Viking order over.
That looked like Stahl up there at the plate.
Yep, that's Tracy Stahl. Freshman who's had a good game tonight. Hello to our friend listening in Bloomington, Indiana, Mason Graber, doing a little coursework up at IU. Hanging out tonight, Johnny.
Catching up with the Vikes.
Listening in. Next one going to be in for a strike.
So the Barry faithful still holding out hope here, down to their last two outs against this Lady Cougars outfit. Been a good ball game.
That one going to be tap foul. Certainly Corinne Corbin came in and did a nice job in her innings of work, Johnny.
She really has. The freshman's a fine pitcher. Of course, plays short a lot of the time, too. But, yeah, she's kind of slammed the door after the Cougars erupted for six early in the game.
That one going to be floated just foul down the right field lines. Two strikes on Tracy Stahl.
Come tournament play, there's always the question of what if. But no reason for these Lady Vikes to not feel good about their performance.
No, and as we talked and discussed earlier, they no doubt they were ready to play tonight. Two runs, had a bit of a base running snafu in air. That one going to be bounced. Going to get through the pitcher, and Tracy going to beat that out at first. I'm going to call that one a hit, Johnny. That was a hard hit ball. Kind of got through the wickets of the pitcher.
Stahl on base for the third time. She does her job. Leadoff hitter. Finds her way on base here. Is that Melissa Wagler now batting?
Yep.
Corbin waits on deck.
First pitch into her, going to hit the outside corner for a, as my friend Mike Shannon would call it, a Stierike call.
Stierike. I think that might be a relief pitcher there for Beeler in the circle, too.
Looks like Cassie Knepp in there now.
Cassie Knepp trying to finish what Beeler started. Just like last night, Cassie came on to get the final out of the game. Send the Ligotians home with another painful loss.
That one going to be swung on and missed. It's a two-strike count on Melissa Wagler. Next offering. That's going to hit the outside corner. Good pitch right there. Called strike three. Cougars are an out away, and the Vikings are down to their last out.
Corinne Corbin. Chloe Graber wants another chance. Yeah, that was a backwards K. Is
first pitch swinging by Corbin going to be fouled back, strike one.
Won't be long. We'll be on the radio again tomorrow, Coach. I feel like this is our real gig.
Hey, you know, why not? Next offering. Going to miss outside, 1-1.
DLC Media doing a great job of covering the high school sports, and namely the Bar Reeve Vikings on the General 95.9.
Yes, they do it all for the area schools. Corbin going to foul another one back, 1-2.
Down to their last strike here, Coach.
Cougars a strike away.
Stahl remains at first, hoping to keep this game alive. Lady Cougar fans on their feet.
Pitch to Corbin. Corbin going to float one foul, and almost a great play by the North Davies third baseman up against the fence. But
just
Barive dodges that last bullet for now.
Just a little bit shy of recording that last out. She laid out for it.
So 1-2 the count on Corinne Corbin. Runner down at first. 8-3 Cougars. Barry down to their last strike here. Corbin going to float one. Foul again. So the freshman is battling, Johnny.
She certainly is. Doing a nice job of fouling those tough pitches off from Cassie Knapp. Logan Graber, we haven't heard from you lately, but
yeah, where you at, Logan?
Thought for sure you'd be in on that blizzard challenge.
1-2. That one going to be inside to Corbin, so 2-2.
I can't pitch Frozer, but it was inside.
So Cassie Knapp with the ball again. Next one going to be swung on and missed, and that's going to do it. And North Davies going to win the Class A sectional championship up here, sectional 63, the final on tonight's JJ's Concrete Scoreboard. Cougars 8 and Barive 3. We're going to take a quick 30-second timeout to hear from our post-game sponsor, Alex Knapp at German American Bank in Washington. And when we come back, we'll have the post-game wrap-up for you. We'll have the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. We'll set up some broadcasts later this week, all that and more. North Davies wins sectional 63 tonight. The final, North Davies 8, Barive 3. Back to Cougar Valley after this quick 30-second timeout.
Hi, Tom Baudette. Scientists tell us that Earth is overdue for a huge solar flare. Bad news, it'll probably fry our electronics and technology. Good news, we'll all get a spectacular tan. Well, a good place to hunker down for the looming sunpocalypse is Motel 6. You'll get a great low rate on a great room under a roof and save more for other stuff, like sunscreen or a nice big hat. Well, I'm Tom Baudette, and we'll leave the light on for you. Or maybe not.
The General, 95.9 and 1580.
Back at Cougar Valley, Johnny Mullen. North Davies wins the sectional tonight, 8-3. And they will move on to next week's regional. That'll be Tuesday night here in Cougar Valley, most likely to face the Northeast Dubois Jeeps.
Most likely, as the Cougars get a chance to host the regional back here on their home diamond. And that's next Tuesday as they await the winner of the Dubois sectional. Meanwhile, Bar Eve gave a valiant effort this evening. Again, score 8-3, but at one point it was 2-0. It was 2-1, Vikes. And just a big six-run outburst in the bottom of the second really spelled the difference. I felt like, especially Corinne Corbin coming in, kind of slammed the door on the Cougars, but they did just enough. And they are the 2018 Class A Sectional 63 champions once again. For the Lady Vikes, who had, I believe the team had 7 hits on the evening, Jenna Lucan was responsible for 2 of those hits, including an RBI base hit in the first inning. And she also tagged it hard to center in her second plate appearance. So Jenna goes 2-for-3, and that's good enough for tonight's Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game, Jenna Lucan.
All right, congratulations to Jenna, and congratulations to the North Davies Cougars. And we certainly wish them well as they head deeper into the IHSAA Tournament Regional right back up here next Tuesday night in Cougar Valley. Well, even though the Lady Vikings fall here tonight, Johnny, we're 2/3 of the way through our week's worth of broadcasts, and we'll be right back at it tomorrow in Lagodi, Indiana at Les Page Field.
We will. Airtime about 4:50, game time, and maybe a few minutes before that, depending on when they start. Scheduled for 5 o'clock first pitch, quite an early start for a sectional contest. That game is the Vikings taking on the Shoals Juggerox, and we hope to be outside and right behind home plate for that broadcast.
Absolutely.
Here on the General.
So we will catch you up there as the IHSAA Boys Baseball Sectional starts tomorrow night at Lagodi. Well, Vikings fall tonight to North Davies here in the sectional championship game. The final on tonight's JJ's Concrete Scoreboard is the Vikings fall to North Davies 8-3. Join us again tomorrow, opening round of Sectional 63. Bar Eve and Shoals live from Les Page Field. We'll have all the pregame for you beginning at about 4:45, 4:50. First pitch scheduled for 5 o'clock. I'd like to thank Andy Morrison back at the station keeping us on air, online, and on time. For my good friend, my pal, my amigo, my compadre, John Mullen, I am Mike DeCourcy saying good night, everybody.
This concludes coverage of Bar Reef Sports on Four Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, 1580 AM WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast sponsored by The Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington, RTC Communications in Montgomery, JJ's Concrete, your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores, Helena in Montgomery, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, A&R Home Center, the Davies Community Hospital, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI-TV, Sarah Browning, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, Landmark Surveying, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, Yoder Stop and See, Swartzentruber Brown Law Offices, Purdue Farms of Washington, Boyd Grain, Hoosier Ready Mix, Indian Creek Quarries in Williams, Indiana, and Alex Knepp with German American Investments. Be sure to visit the sports broadcast page from WAMWAMFM.com to download a digital copy of this game. The General now returns to playing your favorite country music.